Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Sunday, March 10th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with last night's AEW Collision broadcast on TNT and featuring matches taped Thursday night from the Gas South Arena in Duluth, Georgia. In the main event, the House of Black won a six-man tag team street fight against Mark Briscoe, Jay Lethal, and Jeff Jarrett. In the opener, Bryan Danielson pinned Shane Taylor. After the match, Danielson was confronted by Will Ospreay and made him an offer.
For years, he's been screaming into the camera how he's the best wrestler in the world, and he came here to prove it. Well, I want to give you a chance to prove it. What do you say? Bryan Danielson versus Will Ospreay at AEW Dynasty. Ospreay, what do you say? Yes, bruv.
Also during the show, Adam Copeland jumped TNT champion Christian Cage, challenging him to a third encounter, this time in an I Quit match. After a quick enhancement win, the Young Bucks and Kazuchika Okada got into a brawl with Eddie Kingston, Penta El Zero Miedo, and a returning Pac, who took out Okada with a German suplex. In other results, Angelico tapped out to CMLL's Mystico, and Titan tapped out to Chris Jericho. The Gates of Agony attacked Jericho after the match, but Hook made the save. Also, Mariah May pinned Trish Adora. Deonna Purrazzo then attacked Toni Storm, but was DDT'd by May. In ratings news, early numbers are in for AEW Revolution, putting the pay-per-view buy rate currently between 171,000 and 175,000 buys, according to the Wrestling Observer newsletter. The number is not yet finalized and is reportedly expected to grow once all buys are factored in. The most watched AEW pay-per-views to date are the 2021 All Out and last year's All In from Wembley Stadium. In independent news, Game Changer Wrestling returned to the Showboat in Atlantic City last night for their Ashes to Ashes show, which was streamed on Triller TV. The show closed with back-to-back death matches. In the main event, Nick Gage defeated Ryuji Ito, while in the penultimate bout of the night, Abdullah Kobayashi topped Matt Tremont. Also on the show, in an Atlantic City street fight, Effie beat Mance Warner. Violence is Forever retained the GCW tag team title, turning back the challenge of Dark Sheik and Sawyer Wreck. The show opened with a six-man scramble that saw Joey Janela walk in as the GCW Extreme Champion and Maki Ito walk out with it. She pinned Marcus Mathers in a match which also featured Broski, Jimmy Lloyd, Alex Zane, and Jack Cartwheel. In other selected results, Blake Christian and Shane Mercer beat Alec Price and Cole Radrick, and Danhausen defeated Charles Mason. Taking a look at international news, Stardom's 10th annual Cinderella tournament kicked off on Saturday inside the Budokan in Yokohama. First round winners in the 24-woman tournament saw Starlight Kid, Sayaka Kurara, Yuna Mizumori, Zena, Miyu Amasaki, Ruaka, Saya Ida, and Hanan get victories. Eight women received buys for the first round, including Mirai, who has won the tournament in back-to-back years. The tournament continues on Sunday at Korakuen Hall, with the finals occurring on March 20th in Nagoya. Past winners include Mayu Iwatani, Toni Storm, and Julia. Natsupoi also made her return on the show after being sidelined since last October with a cervical disc herniation. She teamed with Sayoriano in a losing effort against Sari and Chihiro Hashimoto. The main event featured World of Stardom champion Mika teaming with Mina Shirakawa to win a triple threat tag team match over the teams of Izumi and Saya Kamitani and Mayu Iwatani and Tam Nakano when Mika pinned Izumi. In other results, Rina retained the Future of Stardom title downing Moran, and Julia Suyuri and Konami defeated Stephanie Vaquera, Momo Watanabe, and Fukikin Death. All Japan's Dream Power Series tour continued on Saturday inside Tokyo's Korakuen Hall and saw a new junior heavyweight champion crowned. Rising Hayato ended Dan Tamro's reign after 69 days as champion, pinning Tamura at the 26-minute 49-second mark after hitting a top rope lion salt. It's the 25-year-old Hayato's first singles title. Also yesterday, All Japan World Tag Team titleists Suwama and Hideki Suzuki made the first defense of their championship, defeating Shitaro Ishino and Kuroshiro Tokyo. All Japan also announced during the show that their annual Champions Carnival will commence on April 18th and feature a field of 14 wrestlers. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at WrestlingNewsAV. Our Facebook page is also WrestlingNewsAV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall. Just the wrestling news. The wrestling news is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the wrestling newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.